Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, once again, for 1,214 times. You're not, but welcome to the big shoe on the west side, School Talk with Emerson, live in the radio studio at Ben Davis High School. 244-9234. That's the line today. Or 244-WBDG. You can call in today because I got an awesome topic. If I tell you my topic, I'm going to get my producers in there. Good morning, producers.
Good morning, Emerson.
And Michaela and Co.
That's right.
I butchered names. I start wearing name tags, you know.
Yeah, we should. Oh, actually,
yeah, you know
I got this on my jacket right here.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh? No. Oh, I got my producers in the studio. I got an awesome topic today, but kids just came back from Thanksgiving vacation.
That's right.
Which is kind of cool. So we kind of got a Thanksgiving theme still going on here at the big station, WBDG. But good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Fantastic.
Well, before I get to my topic, how was your Thanksgiving? How was it real quick? I'm going to unplug myself.
I've had... I could have had three, but I had two Thanksgivings.
Hey. I had two. I can relate to that. It's cool. Cole, what you do?
Just ate. Yep.
That's the main thing. Well, we're going to get more into that, into the Thanksgiving spirit and what y'all ate and what y'all did. But before I get to that, we got this big old thing we call the
Big Board.
These headphones beat me up.
Anyways, make sure, guys, that it is deer season, so you need to be careful out on the roads.
Huge.
So keep your brights on when you can. You know, don't blind other drivers, but make sure you're paying attention. Be cautious. And if something does happen, be very careful if you do decide to get out of the car, but make sure you call somebody, emergency, so they can come out and help. And then today at 7:30 at Lawrence North, Ben Davis girls basketball will be, the varsity tip starts at 7:00. So be there because there will not be any WBDG coverage because there will be coverage at 7:30 going over the boys basketball that's going to be here at Ben Davis against Pike. So rivalries against the west side.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Pike plays Pike strong. Or Pike plays us strong. Sorry, it's a tough game.
Sorry. That's the...
The announcements.
Yeah.
And Mr. Easter.
And then also, Giants, don't forget that winter break starts the 24th through January 9th. We will return to school on the 10th.
It's different for Avon.
It is?
Really?
Yeah.
We
get out the 19th.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because our signal goes far as Avon. We got listeners in Avon. They might want to know that. That's kind of cool. We should do a Air 31 segment. Like, we got so many, like, we got, who else, other schools in our...
Danville, yeah, Brownsburg, Tri-West.
They can hear us. Yeah.
Maybe, Plainfield.
They can hear us. We got cool, we could do a remote school talk from those locations next year. That'd be nice. Like, every once in a while, I go out to an Area 31 school and do a show from that school. Because, you know, Area 31 has got it going on. Yeah. I don't mean to rhyme, but check out the time. That's cool. What's going on? Anything else happening?
That looks just about it. Besides, if anyone isn't listening right now, they can always tune in on Sunday.
I do that replay. A lot. I listen to it on Sundays a lot. It's kind of cool to listen to the replay. Did I say that? I sure did. It's really kind of cool. But that's cool. So what was that thing you just read, though? What we call it?
The Big Board.
And you ain't kidding about those deers. Is it deers or just deer? I saw either deers. Either one, yeah. Because they can mess up your car.
They can total your car.
Yeah. Remember when I was a state trooper, I had to put one down. I had to shoot one.
Yeah.
The car hit the deer. The deer wasn't dead. So I'm up in a smaller car. You know, and then I had to put the deer down. I didn't want to do that, but he was in pain and stuff, you know, so.
I'll never remember this one time. We were coming home from Greencastle, mm-hmm. and it was really dark, and my mom was driving, and, like, there was nobody else on the road. It was super dark. We had, like, the lights on or whatever, yeah. and then we just start seeing, like, it looked like blood, and then it just got bigger, wow. and it covered the Ooh. Whole street, and then mm-hmm. there it is. My mom had to swerve because it's just laying in the road. Like, it had to have been a semi because it just drug.
Wow. I mean, it came out of nowhere. You know, and this is crazy. But I read or heard a joke somewhere about the guy was talking about. I don't know if it was serious or not, but I think it was on Facebook. But you never know what you see on the internet. Believe me, what you see on the internet is not always true.
Okay? Yeah.
what you read in the newspaper is not always true. What you hear on TV is not always true. Because this individual was saying that they shouldn't put deer crossings. Those deer crossings in busy parts of the interstate because the deer always cross there. They should move the deer crossing to some part of the interstate that's not busy so the deers will cross there.
So the deer's supposed to, like, see the sign and be like, oh, I can't do that. I can't. No, that doesn't make sense. They can't read, guys.
But that's what this person was saying. He said that the municipalities put those deer crossings at the wrong locations. They put them where they put them on parts of the highway that's busy, and the deer cross there. They need to move the signs to a part of the highway that's not as busy. Now that's crazy. But I read it. But like I said, what you read all the time. In the news media, and we're in media, so you really got to make sure your source is accurate before you go out and broadcast and share that source. Make sure your source has is right.
Credible.
Credible, exactly. Speaking of credible, it's Thanksgiving. We just went through our Thanksgiving. So my topic, I do have a topic, is what are you thankful for? So that's why the lines are open at 244-9234, 244-9234. Your lines are open today. I want to hear from anyone that's listening to the show. What are you thankful for? And is that season, you know, even though, like I said, Thanksgiving is over, but we're still in that giving season, in that season of being thankful for what we have. Christmas is coming up on us, you know, and we just, so everybody's at I know everybody's at different levels in their life right now, but I want to know what you're thankful for. In this season, and so we're going to talk about that this morning. And I'll start it off, and then I got my crack prod broadcasting production crew in here, Michaela and Cole. Ha ha!
That's right.
Got me in the studio.
Yeah, I think about that one.
And I got my coffee from Mr. Easter. I appreciate that. I pushed magic button for Mr. Easter this morning. You know, he had to go do some teacher stuff. And a cup of Java. Because y'all know I need my coffee early in the morning. So, you know, looking back at the school year and looking back at the years, you know, and we talk about years. I won't add up my – I got three students in the studio, so I won't add their years up. Because I already know that the years – I got a student in the corner, but she's back there kind of quiet. But I got Michaela's sister in the corner. Her first name?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Got Katie in the studio. She's just checking out. But I know you guys' ages – together do not equal my years on this earth. I know it don't. I'm 62 years old.
Oh, yeah, no.
So it don't.
No.
I'm about to put low 30s with all three of y'all together, low 40s.
Probably.
Something like that, low 40s. So I'm thankful for 62 years on this earth. And just to start right there, I woke up this morning. I'm thankful for waking up this morning. That was the first thing to thankful for today. But I'm thankful to be here, and I got so much. I can do a whole show by myself talking about what I'm thankful for, and just keep on going and going and going and going. But I'm thankful for waking up this morning. Thankful for being 62 years. Thanksgiving was awesome. Like I said, like my kid, I had two Thanksgivings, one up here in Indy, one down in Terre Haute. You know, I'm a prostate cancer survivor. I thank God for that, and I'm cancer free. Hey, thank you. Yeah. Cancer free. had back surgery a couple years ago. My back feels great. Hats off to Goodman and Campbell. I'll just say it, Goodman and Campbell. They got me looking straight and walking straight, painless, pain-free, beautiful. And when I was younger, we had this saying that when I was you guys' age, and I was talking about folks my age, when I was you guys' age, about being thankful. The old folks always said, yeah, you need to be thankful for a portion of good health. I'd be going like, what that mean? What you mean be thankful for a portion of good health? I don't want to be healthy all the time. I want 100% healthy. What you mean be thankful? But it makes sense now. Be thankful for a portion of good health. And so now I now know what that means because I got a portion of good health. So I like that.
Right.
So that's really kind of cool. So it's something that I'm thankful for the Wayne Township School Board for allowing me to do what I do right now since 2003. And that is awesome. Hats off to them. Hats off to every principal. Going back to the principal, David Marcotte. I always call him Dr. Marcotte. I always promote him to Dr. Marcotte. But to him and then every principal and the current principal, Sandy Squire, more coffee. So Sandy, for her opportunity and allowed me to do this, give me this opportunity. So I'm thankful for a lot of things on the air, off the air, in the community, at home, wife, kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And thinking about Thanksgiving, going back to the first Thanksgiving, way back with the Pilgrims. Can you imagine? I mean, man, they wouldn't got their own turkey. I mean, they didn't go to the store and get the turkey. They went out the backyard on the field and just, you know, found one and capped it.
You don't do that?
Back then.
I said, you don't do that.
No.
No,
when I was younger, though, we did. My daddy did. We wanted chicken. He went out and grabbed the chicken out of the chicken coop, chopped off the chicken's head and feathered it. And then we saw chicken. That's how we first saw our chicken dinner. It wasn't going to the store.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Yeah. I think it came back. I think some neighbors in our community, some part of the community now, they got chicken coops in their backyards. So I don't know what to do with them. They probably did what we did when we ate them. But that didn't change your mind about food. Boy, I tell you. Hi. Get a pet chicken. And then you as a young person have a pet chicken, come home and it's on the table. Ooh. Where's Mikey at? Oh, you're eating Mikey. Oh. That's cruel. You know, I used to say things like the Easter Bunny. Like, the, you know, I was mean. When the kids say, I said, well, Easter Bunny's not coming today. How come? Because he's dinner. We have a rabbit for that was mean. But anyway, but the Pilgrims way back when, they ate fowl and deer. They ate deer. Mm-hmm. And, probably fish and things like that and other berries and plums and boiled pumpkin for their meal. So I can imagine how their first Thanksgiving went. It's kind of cool. But, Cole, Kayla, ladies, first, what are you thankful for?
Well, I mean, obviously I have not lived a very long life yet.
But a good one.
And I do appreciate for and thankful for what I have lived and what I have experienced. But, like I say, I really say it all the time, and it's really corny, but I am really, I am very grateful for all the teachers that I've had because I still talk to my kindergarten teacher.
Oh, wow.
I still keep up with her. I still keep up with her kids. Two big teachers that put impacts on my life were my fourth and fifth grade teachers who kind of, especially in that time when my parents were going through divorce, you know, shine light, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, God's with you, you know, those kinds of things. After that, I was kind of a little distant with other teachers. I was kind of weary. Seventh and eighth grade, I still talk to every single one of them.
Wow.
Assistant principal, Jonathan Klein at CHC, he was my history teacher. Both of those. He was like my school dad, and he still is. If I were to call him right now, he'd answer and be like, what do you need?
Awesome.
So, and then Miss Papella is the science teacher at Lynnhurst right now. Both her, Angeloff is the soccer coach and Spanish teacher at Lynnhurst. I call him Dan Wilson, principal at Lynnhurst, you know. And then basically any teacher here, Mr. Goins, Mr. Easter, you know, Mr. Hayes, who takes me to work almost every other day because I don't have a ride. I mean, it's people like that that I am just so grateful for because if without them, like, I would not be able to get to work. I wouldn't be able to do this. It's just, it's amazing.
That had started home. Somewhere at home, somebody at home. Plants with seeds in you. I'm older, but I can't remember now my teachers. Mrs. Rose, she made an impact on my life. I was a knucklehead in high school, so I didn't. They're probably glad when I left out. Unlike now, you know, but get back in school. They won't let you, even if you're a knucklehead. They're going to make sure they get your education. That is cool. I know your list could be longer. I know could be more. We run out of time. Cole?
I'm thankful for a lot of things like you and like everyone else, but number one's probably my parents. They've helped me through everything, gotten me through so much in my life, and I just thank them for everything that they do, helping me. You know, I'm in the band. My mom's a box mom, so she helps with the band, and she gets involved with that.
Band
and everything.
Mom, band parents, but push the button for band parents. I mean, push the button for band parents.
Woo, consistent.
I mean, I've been doing this show since 2003, and even before then, you know, I knew about band parents. But since I've been up close with band parents, since I've been in the station, band parents are super, super breed. They need to clone those people.
Right.
Sell their genes to society. So everybody's like a band parent. They're committed to the kids, mm-hmm. committed to the cause. I mean, they're committed to the program. It's just big C committed. 244-9234. What are you thankful for? 244-9234. Mr. Goins, he's out there somewhere. Mr. Goins, stop by the station. I know you can tell me something that you're thankful for. Cole, what else?
My friends, I've been thankful to be with a great group of friends, hung with the right crowd, I think, in my opinion, but...
I think your opinion is, you know, you're sitting here next to me. I think you made the right decision.
I definitely made the right decision.
There's a commercial on TV that, I don't know what it is, but talk about these kids making the wrong decisions. And this three girls, she said, we're going to run away and join the circus. So the third girl said, I ain't going. So then the next clip is the two girls walking a tightrope with the person throwing up chainsaws. So bring out the saws. And the girl that didn't want to go sitting in the audience looking at them. She said, look at y'all. Y'all were stupid, you know. Y'all on the tightrope, they're throwing chains at you, and I'm sitting and watching you. So don't follow the wrong crowd. Yeah, but go ahead.
Just the people that I've met here, I'm thankful for Area 31. Mm-hmm. It's helped me, meet new people, get hands-on experience for the job that I want to get into, mm-hmm. which is broadcasting, sports.
Yeah.
Football games, basketball games, and Mr. Easter has helped me be able to do that. Mm-hmm. The people that I've met here, never knew the kids in there, Larry, Jeremiah, and Justin. And with them being involved in the sports crew, we just become really good friends. And Michaela and you here.
Hey.
Thankful for everyone here. So, yeah, I'm just thankful for a lot of people. Thankful for good health. And, yeah, that's really it.
That's cool. That's I know we can go on and on and on and talk about things that we're thankful for and probably miss some things mm-hmm. and probably miss some people and some situations because if you're walking around this earth or if you're on this earth and you're here, I know you got tons of things to be thankful for. And sometimes we take it for granted. We just wake up, start doing what we do during the day and don't think about what we're thankful for. I remember I was thinking about my kids asked me what I wanted for Christmas. And the question was, what do I want for Christmas? I said, I want a Jag. I want an 80-inch TV. I want about $5,000. And that's what I want. She said, okay, what can I get you for Christmas? Well, let me rephrase it. What would I like? I don't need anything. I said, well, give me some slippers. Give me a tie. Give me some house shoes, give me a bathrobe, because when you look, if you really, really look close, and this might be hard for some people to do, but it's easy to do, look at what you have. And if you have what you need, but maybe not what you want, but it's but the things that you need, you have. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you should be going like, hey, I'm cool. All my wants aren't met or satisfied, but my needs are. And needs and wants, there are two different categories. I mean, you can wake up in the morning and need something and not having it to cause an issue. But wake up wanting something, but as long as you got what you need, you're still cool.
And that, reminds me of, what happened yesterday in class. this kid asked for a copy, an extra copy of piece of paper, or mm-hmm. whatever paper we had for the assignment. And the teacher's like, he's like, well, it's up on the board. Just go take a picture of it. And the kid's like, I don't have a phone. And I'm like, and it just hit me. I'm like, we're both seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see it as a need nowadays. Like, mm-hmm. we have to have this phone. We have to have the new. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, he doesn't have a phone. I have a tablet at home. Mm-hmm. I have a desktop computer. We have about two laptops. We all have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
All my nieces and nephews have tablets. And then I'm just like, but, like, what is that? I don't know. It just kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow.
And you're running things like that. Like, can you imagine someone not having a TV? I mean, I run folks that they don't have a TV. And you think in this day in society and with the, you know, Black Friday sales, 50 inches going for $300 and 24 inches going for $99. But there are people who don't have a TV and or internet. We don't have internet. And you say, you don't have internet, but how do you stay connected to the world? You know, we can't afford internet. You know, so there are programs out there for that too. There's called the Legacy Program through Comcast. And if you're low income, you can get internet for $9.95 a month. 10 megabytes, not real fast, but still internet. You're still connected to the internet. You can still do your schoolwork. So there are programs out there for folks that can't afford to pay the internet prices, because that's getting to a point where that's a need to be connected to. That's how folks are getting their information, paying bills.
Yep.
It's online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting your information is online. Ordering food. I need a pizza. They don't deliver no more. They don't have a phone. It's all done online.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hungry. Well, I don't know how to cook. You better get in that cookbook or something. Can't go online, but you better go in the cupboard or something and find some food. A flashback to the mother of Thanksgiving, according to the old internet. We owe the modern concept of Thanksgiving to a woman named Sarah Hale. Editor of Godly's Lady book and author of the famous Mary Had a Little Lamb nursery rhyme, who spent 40 years advocating for a national annual Thanksgiving holiday in the years leading up to the Civil War. That's wild. That's a long way back. But I think Thanksgiving, if you do history, look at Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving date, all the changes it went through to the point where we're all today, to where we are today. It was even controversial during one period of time. The new day of Thanksgiving caused a lot of confusion. The calendars were not incorrect. Schools who had not planned vacations and tests had to reschedule. Thanksgiving had to be a big day for football games, as it is. Thankfully, had been a big day for football games, as it still is today. So the game had to be scheduled. Also, can you imagine though how important can you? It's kind of weird how you can see with schools and systems and jobs, the calendars are on the holidays are on the calendar, so everybody can schedule their week, or schedule their month, or schedule schools and businesses around the holidays. Holidays is kind of cool how that happens, but it didn't just happen.
Yeah, it affects like everyone at the same time.
Yeah, and that is kind of cool, you know, but you've got to really. If you get some time, go online and look at the history of how Thanksgiving came about. It really is kind of cool, because you just didn't wake up one morning and say, we're going to have a turkey day. Today's going to be turkey day. You get a whole. And then, like, but even back in the day, you know, with the holidays changing, you know, we didn't come back to school as fast as you guys did. You know, we had longer vacation. Labor Day, we were not nowhere near school on Labor Day. I mean, we're still out there enjoying the summertime. You guys is a little bit different now, so changes have to come up. But what are you thankful for? That's what we've been talking about this morning. And we still got time to call in. If anybody's out there listening, 244-9234. I thought maybe one might call in. But with early morning show, and they'll hear it again on Tuesday. You can hit me on schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Send me an email what you're thankful for, and I'll probably get some emails by Sunday. So I might do a little report next week of what I heard over the weekend, because a lot of folks listen to the show on Sunday afternoon they make notes and send them to me. You know, because one thing about learning about this radio show is you don't know who's listening till you say the wrong thing.
Right.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. I mean, I've never done that. You know, But I remember, but it happens because we have listeners. One time I was listening to a show all the way from Florida, listening to the show on the internet. You know, so you never know who's out there. That's what they about broadcasting. When you're doing your shows, you never know who's listening to your show. And a lot of kids would always talk about how they wanted to be on, they want to get on radio so they can be a big time radio disc jockey or radio personality. And the key thing about you guys' programs is you're on the air at the same time the big guys and big girls are on the show, mm-hmm. on the air. I think my inspiration for my show was a radio talk show host named Willie Frank Millerbrook, who was on the air basically the same time. Or a different time we were, but he always talked about being going up against the big boys like the Rush Limbaughs. But one day I told him, I said, "Boy, you're on the air the same time as Rush Limbaugh. Even though you have two different radio stations, two different topics, two different audiences, you're on that radio at the same time." So that's one thing about radio. You can be on the radio the same time as the big boys, the big girls, mm-hmm. which is really kind of cool. You know, and I do thank God for this program. This medium of Giant 90.9 WBDG and BDTV, the things that we've done over there in the past years, these opportunities I don't take them lightly, and I want everyone to know that. And the kids, I'm so glad you guys don't take it lightly either, and realize this stuff, especially the radio station, all this stuff just didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you had to have some adults out there that. Had some vision.
Yeah, and I will never forget Mr. Gray, who was in here when he was in high school. Brad Gray.
Yeah.
He was my mass media teacher sophomore year, and he mm-hmm. said, he's like, that station was there before you. It's going to be there way long after you. So.
Well, what year? What year is this race? Is I don't remember what year. What was the marathon year last year? We did
50.
There you go. Yeah, the 50-50. So the 51st year coming up. Oh, this is starting next year. It'll be the mm-hmm. 51. You know, hey.
In April, we'll be doing the marathon again, 51 hours.
I'm older than the station. Antennas coming out of my ears. And the station has revived, too. I mean, the digital board, you know, I remember the old board that we had here and technology,
it's out there.
Yeah, there it is. The old board. Folks couldn't call into the show back in the day. They could, but now we can put them on the air, and we got them to, I call it the Janet Jackson delay. So if you say something you're supposed to say, we'll hear it before it goes on the airways. And that's kind of cool thing about that station. We have evolved. We got our technology is here. And then same way in BDTV, they used to use tape when they did their recordings. Now they're on disc, and it's all digital. So the school is keeping up with technology, because when you guys get out there, that's what you're going to be faced with.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard stories about a lot of our kids from BDTV and from Giant 90.9 going out there in the college world and being leaders immediately mm-hmm. because of what they got here in the high school, because the other schools aren't as hands-on as we are here, and that's a blessing. But what are you thankful for? I know we got shows about over, but over the weekend, think about it. The show airs again Sunday at 2:00. Hit me on my email, schooltalk1@yahoo.com, and I will air. And my father-in-law, he was I talked to him the other day, and he was thankful for family and a lot of things. And the weird thing about my father-in-law and mother-in-law, to me, is weird. They were married in 1954, and they've been married ever since. That's 80. That's 62 years. You know how long I've been? You know what year I was born in? Go ahead. 1954. They've been married as long as I've been on this earth.
That's crazy.
They got married in 1954, and I was born in 1954. So every time I see them, I say, dang. You guys have been married as long as I've been born. Exactly. 62 years. That's freaky. Oh, man. It just freaks me out. You know, because when the anniversary come around, I'm getting a little older. Oh, man, y'all know anniversary? Oh, man, that means I got to add a year to my birth. Oh, man, golly, me. I got to change some documentation. I ain't got to change that, bro. But it's kind of cool. But that's what we've been talking about today. We talked about what you're thankful for. So give me a line on schooltalk1@yahoo.com, and let me know, and I'll share it with my audience next week when we come back on School Talk. And I don't know what we're going to talk about then. It'll be something. Anything you want to close up? Anything you want to add? get you guys back to class. Thankful for being in school.
Yeah.
Don't forget that tonight, we already mentioned this, but Pike here at Ben Davis at, we'll start at 7:30. It'll be me and Justin Margolis on the call.
Yeah, so.
You better plug that show.
Yeah,
I really
absolutely. Yeah. So
I heard Purple Rain's going to be pretty big, especially because football season's over. So I've heard it's going to be big. It's going to be crowded.
It's a rivalry.
Yeah,
it'll be a good one.
Hey,
always is
Purple Rain. Purple Rain. Back about represent Purple Rain. They've been doing it for years, so that is awesome. Well, in that case, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Hang with my man, Colin. And Matt. Or could you hang with Cole and Michaela? Or my and Cole. No, no. It's my Cole. But these two kids got it going on. So you want to hang with the right crowd, hang with kids like this. You know, they got great parents, great support system. Just don't get hung with the wrong crowd. There ain't no future in that, you know. And I don't know what this is, but I know one thing. If we needed this, you're in trouble now. Because you can't stand, young man, pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. I don't like it, Cole.
I don't get it.
Michaela, it don't look good.
Uh-uh.
It don't. Why you want to see BBDs?
Nobody does.
Nobody does. Go store and see them on the rack. That's it. You don't want to see them on your rear. It don't make no sense. I mean, I know it's a fad, but it's over. It's done. It's complete. I used to wear elephant ear pants. I don't wear them anymore. They were called baggy elephant ear pants. I don't wear them anymore. They're gone. Seniors used to wear yellow pants on senior day, and they had markers. They marked all over them. That was pretty kind of cool, but they don't do it no more. Some things are just fads. Sagging's over. Get a belt. B-E-A-T. B-E-L-T. See, I can't spell. I'll hit you with my bat.
Can I get me a bat?
A what? A bat. You mean a belt? No, a bat. Mr. Allen called it a bat. A B-E-T bat. I want a bat. No, it's B-E-L-T. Get a belt. The views of the best school talk necessarily views the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9 or WBDG, which is all the same. They are my views, the views of my students. So until next week, class dismissed. See you on School Talk.